Take there, McNamara.
Be glad to.
Bring Jack Valenti and Bill. What you call him in?
Mr. President.
Yes.
Here's the secretary, sir. Ready?
Hello.
Bob McNamara, Mr.
Yeah.
President. The Mahon Committee released today, Mr. President, some testimony taken last February from General LeMay, and the lead head in the Evening Star's noon edition says, "Arms lead shrinks, LeMay says." And a long article. They got some Goldwater charges and a lot of dependability, a lot of stuff in it. But the net of it all is, and the damaging part is, that in his testimony, LeMay said he thought United States military strength is, quote, definitely superior, unquote, to the Soviet Union's now. But I, quote, "I don't think it is as superior relatively as it was a few years ago. In other words, the gap is narrowing," LeMay said. Quote, "The gap has narrowed, and I don't think it was necessary to let it narrow, at least to the extent it has, because we dropped off in our testing program." So, and he goes on and on and on. Now, this is an AP story in the front page of the Star. I'm fearful lest this pick up momentum tonight and tomorrow morning. The only way to combat it, it seems to me, is to put out the facts, essentially as I did to the congressman, showing them the size of our force today and the size of the Soviet force today, and then introducing the same figures for 1961 to show that we are superior today, vastly superior to the Soviet Union, and we've gotten stronger since 1961 rather than weaker. Now, the reason for my call is to say that in doing this, I have to release information which the intelligence community has been very reluctant to have released. I don't think that there's any danger whatsoever in releasing it. I don't see any way to combat this story other than releasing it. Now, I will assume personal responsibility for it, but I didn't want to do so without your knowledge.
Well, now, I want to be careful. Why does the intelligence department think it oughtn't to be released?
Well, they just are so damn sensitive about saying what we know about the Soviet Union. What I want to say is that we have about a 3-to-4-to-1 superiority over the Soviet Union in operational intercontinental ballistic missiles today.
Why don't you get George Mahon to answer him? Why don't you get George Mahon to call in AP and you?
He won't get any play.
He won't.
No.
I hate for you to argue with me.
Well, I thought that's a good point, and I haven't decided yet how to handle this. It could be put out by a Defense Department spokesman rather than me. On the other hand,
I think it's all right. If you don't think it, the Congress would get any play, but.
Well, I can try that. I'm just terribly afraid it won't. Goldwater's gotten in the act. The Goldwater for President Committee's got some kind of a blast out today as well. Now, as long as Goldwater was doing this by himself, it didn't catch on. But with LeMay in the argument, I'm very much afraid that this will begin to build up pressure on the administration. I'd like to stop it before that builds up.
Your judgment on that and your press man would be better than mine, because I'm notoriously inept at handling the press. But I would try to get Mahon to do it and just say this was taken before my committee. We disagree with General LeMay. We've appropriated $17 billion more for defense than we would have appropriated if we'd gone on at the rate that we were appropriating at that time. The facts are these as we see them. And go forth and say, now, if we'd have given the Air Force all the money that it had asked for over the last 5 years, it would have amounted to an extra $60 billion or something outrageous.
Yeah.
All that they'd ask the Defense Department. And if he didn't do it, or if I thought on reevaluation that he wouldn't get any play, then I'd have a Defense Department official do it. I think that you're one of the strongest men in this country. And I'm not just flattering you now, I'm just giving you my appraisal. I talked to George Brown and a group of friends I had around me last night that are objective, moderate people. And I think that you have a great appeal to them. Now, I don't want you to get in a contest with a bullcat and get some of it on you and just get to be not running the show. As it is, you're running the show, you're in command, they're doing what you tell them to do, and this is just a damn fellow that gets out in left field, but you don't have to spit at him and say you're another one now because you said this. So let somebody else do it if they can get that kind of play.
All right, let me try it
and
that way.
If you can't, why? And I would give some thought to saying that this much more has been appropriated for the Air Force than would have been appropriated under Eisenhower's but last budget. If we'd have given them all they asked for to the Defense Department over the last 3-4 years, it would have amounted to an extra $23 billion.
Right, right.
And I'd get that in there.
Very good, sir. I'll do it that way.
Any other news?
Oh, there are a lot of
I'm afraid I got you off on meat this morning. I told him you're going to buy 50 million pounds, 36 plus 14. What was it?
That's awfully close. It's 46 million.
All right. Well, they announced it 50, so.
We can squeeze another four.
All right. Okay. Goodbye. Bye. Say, Bob.